song about the metric system, the science standard everywhere on Earth. If you have to measure things in science, you'd better know what the metric units are worth. The metric system's easy to remember, because it's based on units made of 10. Just memorize the names of every unit, and your measurements will be accurate, my friend. For measuring length, we use a thing called a meter. It's about as long as the doorknob to the floor. It's a good unit to use for measuring big things, like hallways, rooms, or whales, or dinosaurs. For measuring longer stuff, there's the kilometer. A kilometer is 1,000 meters long. We use it when we measure long distances, like how far we are from Brooklyn or Hong Kong. For smaller things, there is the decimeter. Add 10 of them to get 1 meter long. But no one seems to use this unit too much, so let's move on to the centimeter part of the song. 100 centimeters make 1 meter. They're the numbers you see on your metric measuring tape. We use centimeters to measure small things, like a mouse or a box or a notebook or a grape. The itty-bitty lines you see on a metric ruler are millimeters for measuring tiny things, like the width of a penny or a pre-ring or a pencil, or the length of a spider or a seed or an insect wing. 10 millimeters adds up to a centimeter. Yes, sir. 100 millimeters is a decimeter. That's true. 1,000 millimeters makes 1 meter. Absolutely. I think I'm ready to measure length now, don't you? I do. I think I'm ready to measure length now, don't you? Positively. I think I'm ready to measure length now, don't you? Okay, that'll do. I think I'm ready to measure length now, don't you? All right, that's it. I'm leaving. Go home and measure something, will you?